Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, Tunnelers, to The Lucky Die. Previously, Lafian phases partially into the stalking. Raoul worries about his friends getting stunned. Squash catches up with some bedtime reading, and Zoltana tells a friend she is proud of them. Reaching the center of the room, the team come across petrified inhabitants of Geata, thanks to the basilisk that stands between them and the magical staircase to the surface. Who designed this access? How long has it been since someone was here? And how difficult will it be to free Squash from petrification? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
We find the three of you at the bottom of a staircase, having just defeated a basilisk. There is a Squash who has been turned into a statue. You can see that there is a lot of magical items on him. They are free and accessible. Squash, however, a little more like a statue than the rest of his magical items. What do you want to do?
I'm going to drop my spectral shit so that I can be solid and move normal.
Uh-huh.
I'm keeping the fire elemental.
Yep.
Lafian's gonna... Does he know anything about, like, petrification like this and if there's any, like, ways to reverse it?
I think you're gonna need to roll an Arcana check.
Okay. 27.
Okay. With Arcana... you know that it takes a great work of magic to release someone from this statue petrified state. Something like a paladin or a high-level cleric, even some high-level wizards, bards could do the same. It requires a greater amount of magic, a greater restoration, or an equivalent a spell or an equivalent ability. It takes a lot, unfortunately.
I'm trying not to meta, but I remember a thing.
Sure.
I don't know if it's actually a thing or not, but I think at one point there was something with basilisks with their blood being like an anti-petrification.
The ability it used, Petrifying Gaze, specifically says on a failure, the creature is petrified until freed by a greater restoration spell or other magic. Okay. You could perhaps get a potion made, but you couldn't just like douse squash in the blood of a basilisk.
I feel like I have something that gets rid of like status stuff. Cleansing Touch. Would that work? You can use your action to end one spell on yourself or on one willing creature that you touch.
Hang on. No, sorry. I found out exactly what it is. Sorry. My bae. I could just see tiny little text at the bottom of my fucking thing. Fluids within a basilisk gullet are able to produce an oil. You would basically have to harvest something from its gullet. And then you could douse squash in that.
Would Laffy know this?
What did you get? 20 something?
27.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know that it's a difficult thing to get to without, like, destroying it. It's like a little sack, let's say. Just have to be very careful how you do it.
Okay. In that case, then, Laffian's going to turn to Rawl because he's probably the more nimble finger. Since the other one's kind of petrified.
Mm-hmm.
Rawl, we might be able to reverse this. I need your help, though. I'm not quite as dexterous. There's a gland, a pouch. There's something in the creature's gullet that needs to be...
Okay, until you say gullet, Ross pointing at its hind legs.
It's a snake, it doesn't have legs!
It's a snake!
Okay, fair point.
Okay, guys,
my joke
is
invalid.
It's a funny joke, shut up.
It was funny, fucking me, with your science.
There's something in the gullet that we need to carefully remove, and we can douse squash and it should work. Here, let me, and Laffian will pull out one of his plus one daggers and just, this should cut through a bit easier. I'll try to help you as best as I can. I've got two daggers, so.
Okay.
So, Laffian is going to provide help to Rawl in trying to remove the whatchamahoozit.
Okay. This is going to be difficult because you're going to kind of like shove your arm inside a kind of like poison-soaked mouth to try and cut this kind of like little pouch out. It's very obvious when you get there what it is. You're like, oh yeah, that's filled with some gross oil, and you can reach in there and you can begin to cut it out. So I would like you to make a... Actually, no, Neil, argue what you want to roll.
Surgery performance.
No. But surgeries did used to be formed in a theater of sorts. So
surgery V. I don't know. Hold on.
Sure, why not? It's as great as anything else we have in here.
I'm checking to see if I have anything. I don't have any way of making myself better at this.
You could use one of your dex-based skills or your dex saving throw. I mean, I'll take dex saving throw because you are trying to save someone. It's a shitty loose term.
Okay. I mean, that makes it a very good roll then. Hopefully.
And I'm helping, so advantage?
Yes, advantage, because you have assistance.
21.
It takes you a little time, but yes, you managed to remove this thing from the back of its throat very, very easily. No spills, no cuts, no accidental nicks. You don't even like cut your arm on its big ass teeth, fangs. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Rawl, clearly kind of surprised, hands you the thing. Go for it.
Wonderful. Also, Rawl, if you... Rawl or Zoltana, one of you, if you could, while I'm getting squash unstoned, maybe remove the fangs of this creature. It might be of use later. Perhaps we can sell it for some magical items of sorts?
There might be magical items on all of these people, but is there enough of the stuff that we could free them to?
Nah. Like, if you're going to douse squash in it, it's just squash.
We would have to come back another time. They're not going to age, so we can try to free these people at some point in the future. And Laughing's going to go over and start very carefully coating squash in snake oil.
Cool.
Did I get scanned by some guy standing on a cart? Is this fake snake oil?
I don't know. How much you trust Ral?
It's got vitamins in them.
I trust him as far as he can throw me, but not enough to hold a fire gem.
Yeah. Okay, so Zoltana, you can basically just reach in there and just rip these fangs out. They're kind of like the size of your hand axes. They're pretty big and they're pretty meaty. They have weight to them, and you can tell that they're very sharp. The poison that currently coats them will probably dry out and be of no use after like a day or so, but you currently have like two big ass poisoned fangs.
Nice. I put them in my pack.
Nice. I'll also say you can probably retrieve your hand axes.
Oh yeah, I'd like to retrieve my hand axes.
Yeah, you have those back. Laffian, yeah, you can go over and very carefully like paint squash in this oil. And once you basically coat his entire body, he very, very slowly begins to get color back to his face, the very stiffness of his joints.
What?
Is that how you start just seeing, oh, I just need to test it and just draw a dick on his forehead?
Yeah.
Okay. that comes to life first, I guess. Then when you put the oil on the rest of him, also comes back to life. Squash, you don't know anything. You just feel like you have an itchy forehead, and then the rest of you comes back into sensation and feelings. You are now back to Squash.
All right.
Welcome back.
My assumption would be that the first thing that Squash does is tumble over, because I am imagining he was mid-sprint when he gets hit.
Yeah.
Laughing will catch you. You just, whoa, 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 easy.
There's like a clear like moment of confusion in Squash's mind. First, he's like, oh, teleport. He's going to get me out of here.
No, we're good. Squash, we're good. I know that you have a tendency to get stoned, but that was a little ridiculous.
It got me, didn't it?
Yeah. But then we ungot you, and we got it, so.
All right. Oh, this feels different. Way different.
Ooh, how do you mean?
When the Valkyrie and Cicero locked me away, this feels much worse. I thought it couldn't feel worse, but this feels much worse. It's the same basic thing my mind skipped, but my whole body feels awful. I'm sorry, Lafayette, I'm going to have to sit down. And Squash is just going to lean up, I guess, the pole.
That's quite all right. Currently, we're just recouping for a moment.
Thank you. Thank you for getting me out of this. Oh.
Sure. Do you have any vials on you?
Good to see you, Squash. It's been 2 years.
What?
No. Okay. Do you have any vials on you?
Probably. Let me go through my stuff, i.e. my character sheet. I have something called a healer's kit, which I imagine would have some vials in it. Probably full of, like, cleaning agents and shit.
Yeah. But if you do that, you will destroy your healer's kit.
Hmm.
I also have a healer's kit, so. Actually, I have one healer's kit.
You do also have Demi's bag of holding, and that will probably have some shit in there.
True, yeah.
You have no idea what's in there, because you've been kind enough not to turn it upside down.
Yes, and I'm going to keep it like that. Yeah, I think Squash is going through his pockets and then eventually finds the bag and just kind of reaches in and goes, empty vial? And pulls his hand out.
Yeah, you come over with three.
There you go.
If you would like to, then, there's a whole dead basilisk. You could probably harvest some of the venom that's off of the fangs that Zoltana so graciously ripped out of its mouth.
Yeah. Actually, Squash is actually proficient in survival. Actually, he's got expertise in survival.
Of course he does.
Because I used to be a scout, babe.
Boy Scout.
So I think Squash would probably move over to Sultana and bluster at the way Sultana has removed the fangs. Like, oh no, that's not how you do that.
The roots are still attached.
And I think Squash is going to try to help harvest some of the poison and stuff.
Yep. I'm just going to say it's a very simple process. You can get 3 vials for sure.
3 vials of basilisk poison.
Yep.
And
dip some bolts in that. Could be very useful.
Yeah. Mix it with Sultana's blood. See what happens.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
This is alchemy.
So first, first I dip my arrow.
I've watched Discovery Channel. All that's going to do is congeal it into a blood pudding.
Oh yeah,
very disgusting.
But it might be a
that's
good
the first blood
alive
pudding but
blood pudding. This is how these are made. We could make these.
We're not making blood pudding, Rob. That sounds called, disgusting.
It's called Blodmer, and it's delicious.
Blodmer.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Blodmer at Ekigoth.
We could slowly make a second Sultana out of her blood.
I don't think that's how it works.
The world can't handle 2 Sultanas.
Just like can't handle 2 Dachshunds.
Yeah. Oh.
I think as Squash is helping butcher the basilisk, he knows about the whole tonsil thing that you can harvest.
You literally do. I have written in my notes, Squash knows how to make basilisk tonsils into drugs.
Yeah.
Again, this is your fault.
I know. I wrote this. This was supposed to be a fun thing to do in the Earthdark with the team, like episode 50. It's now 158.
Dinan, baby.
I feel like we've moved on past that. I think okay, Squash good. Definitely like is thinking about it. But he's fucked up enough repeatedly recently that he just kind of like puts it out of his mind. There's like a, like, no, you abused Dragon Sand, you abused Godstream, and now you're going to abuse Basilisk Tonsils if you do this. Like, stop it. And he just kind of puts it out of his mind and it just helps with the poison.
Oh, I'm okay. Proud.
I want Squash to actually grow. Not
well,
just walk from one fucking travesty to another.
There's plenty of those already.
Oh, Squash. Okay. You have harvested. You have failed to loot because there is nothing to loot. You have de-statued. What do the 4 of you want to do now?
The stairs are real now, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
I don't like that. Okay. while they're doing the harvesting thing, then Laffian's going to go investigate the stairs and this pedestal and...
Yeah, so most spiral stairs have like a circular, a central pole to them.
Yeah.
And you can see at the very like bottom of this, like the pole, you can see that that's where a gem has been slotted into place. And you can see the stairs are solid. And you can walk up these stairs if you wish.
I put a foot on a single step, just one step up.
The step does not even creak as you put your weight upon it.
Where does the stairs go to? Is there a hole in the
straight
ceiling?
Straight up. You can't... So as you look up, you can see that there is a hole in the ceiling and the stairs continue through it, but obviously you can't see what the top of the stairs leads to.
Okay. So, musings out loud, if I had to take a guess, I'm assuming there's probably more stairs above this that might require the rest of those gems, so we should probably take those with us.
Okay. Sounds logical to me.
It just seems very weird to me that there would be 5 of them when there's only a slot for 1. So why don't we go up carefully and see what happens?
Yeah.
Genuinely, that's the best plan I've got because I don't know what to expect from here.
Yeah. Curious is the trap maker's art, his own efficacy unwitnessed by his eyes, you know?
I pictured when the stories said of the Sentinels touching down on this plane.
Oh, squash.
I pictured more of like a heroic landing type thing, you know, like the 3-point landing sort of thing. I wasn't expecting them to just fucking walk down a set of stairs. But here we are.
I don't think the stair was made by the Sentinels. That's my gut feeling. I might be wrong.
I don't know. After meeting Kesa, I feel like it would be very on brand for Kesa to just conjure up a set of spiral stairs and just walk down here.
And so with the four of you making your way up the stairs.
Yes.
Okay, who's taking the lead?
I think Squash does not want to take the lead again.
The fire elemental, because I still have it and I have trust issues.
Okay, cool. The four of you make your way up these stairs. As the fire elemental hits about, as the four of you are about 40 feet up, the fire elemental takes a step forward and falls down to the ground. It's about roughly this height. As you look around, you can realize there's another notch in the central pole, which is again about the size of a duck egg.
And this is why I had the elemental lead. Okay, if you could put the thing in the... the thing there.
Yep. Just 1 second. Squash is going to light a torch and color code.
Okay. Perfect. Torch is lit. Gem is placed in. And as you continue to rise upwards and as like the loud clunking noise of the stairs becoming physical, you you notice about every 40 feet or so that each of these requires a gem. So by the time you hit 200 feet high, you've used all the gems, and that is the top of the staircase. As you reach the top of the staircase, you come out into a stone landing. It's just one side of you. The other just leads down into the cavern that you just had. There's no safe way to get back down again other than the stairs. You find yourself on a platform, and there is also a door on this platform. This door is made of stone, and there is a very obvious like push and pull handle to it. The ground is about 15, 20 feet, this platform between the top of the stairs and where the door is. And everything just appears to be normal. What's your passive perceptions and passive investigations?
28.
Fuck you.
investigation is 25. Perception is 17.
The pair of you, as you reach the top, you notice a very faint pattern in front of the door. There's no way to get to the door without stepping on this very faint pattern that is drawn there.
Careful, probably a magical trap here.
Most likely.
We have time, right? We're, like, not super stressed right now.
It's the end of the day. I'm kind of tired, but... yeah. There are no bats trying to chase you down. Your perceptions and your investigations lead you to the assumption that you are alone.
10-minute ritual casting off detect magic.
You notice that this particular faint pattern, as you kind of sit down and you just very slowly make your way through it, like grabbing components out of various bags, whatever it is, you take your time and cast this. The lot of you see his eyes very slowly begin to flash through the different colors. And Squash, as you look at this faint pattern on the ground, it reveals itself to be an evocation spell.
All right. It's a trap. I should be able to dispel this. Give me a second. It's logical to assume this is a trap, right?
Yeah.
Evocation usually go boom, boom.
Yeah.
Correct.
Where are you?
You have been a living survivor and witness to one of these.
Oh, you bitch. Okay, I know what this is exactly.
You gave no fucks last time. I don't know what you get this
I've
time.
I've got a bunch of buddies now. I gotta think about them.
Oh. I had one go boom, boom in my face.
There
yeah,
go.
That was funny.
Squash kind of like stares at the runes and the pattern, and eventually he finds a spot and he kind of reaches out into the magic and he's going to try to pull it apart. And Squash is using his... Yeah, sorry?
No, okay, I'm sorry.
And Squash is trying to use his Throne of the Maker's ability to cast Dispel Magic as a third level spell.
Mm.
Okay.
As you reach forward into basically looking at the magic, the way that it weaves and twists and interlink with each other, you notice a place where you could, if you just pull that thread, everything would begin to unravel. And you reach out with your magic, your hands just guiding it, and you begin to slowly pull this thing apart, and the magic is dispelled.
All right. Okay.
Good work.
It's good. Yes. And Squash is going to like step over it. Like,
Then there was a huge explosion as the second one, though.
Ah!
As you didn't see the pressure pad. Yes.
That was just the decoy rune.
That was just a decoy finger of death. Here's the real finger of death.
It looks like a finger gun.
I think Squash is going to then move ahead. Kind of taking the lead now, feeling a little bit more reassured.
Okay. Squash, you've dispelled the rune. You're taking the lead, i.e. you're opening the door?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I still without checking, you reach out and grab the door.
I still have detect magic on. Don't you dare.
I will look for actual traps.
Okay. Yes. Neither of you need to.
Okay.
You basically reach out for this door and you pull it open. It's very heavy and it does take you a little time just to drag this thing open. But as you do, the rest of you can see into this very small corridor. And at the end of it, there is a wooden set of steps which seems to be broken and cracked. There's a little bit of water at the bottom of here. So it's clearly like begun to rot away a little bit. You see a wooden step at the end of a small corridor.
Watching for traps.
Yeah.
Take an investigation, perception. Sure, go ahead.
26.
24.
The one role that I can possibly one-up Squash in.
As the four of you make your way forward, carefully checking for traps, you notice that the water on the floor is clearly a slip hazard and that the ladder itself is not safe. You should consider using a different piece of health and safety
I'll
equipment.
I'll call the health department later, okay?
This is clearly an OSHA violation.
Someone wasn't wearing their helmet.
As the four of you reach the bottom and you look up these steps, they don't go up particularly high, maybe 15 feet. And at the very top of it, you see that there is kind of like a circular iron piece, which is just seems to be bolted in place.
I'm not sure I follow what you mean by that.
Yeah, it's the...
Imagine you're looking up at a manhole cover.
Straight up?
Right.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Okay. At the end of the corridor, does the corridor just come to an end with like a wooden rickety ladder that goes straight up?
What is a bolt?
Yes.
All right. Does Squash detect any magic about it?
Nope.
Okay, this is weird.
It would just be like coming across like the underside of a trapdoor.
Yeah.
It's just this is made out of wood and circular.
Should we go up?
We kind of have to be careful here. This ladder looks like it's about to fall apart.
We can, boost each other. Well, you guys can boost me and Squash, because we're real tiny.
You're also kind of the muscles, though, Zoltana.
I'll go peek.
I can't boost Squash, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, wait, Ral, go peek. Go run up the wall.
I'll go peek. I'll go peek.
Do your acrobatic flippy thing and go from wall to wall like
okay.
Sonic.
I'm gonna open the manhole cover.
Mario, not Sonic.
When I see the headlights and the car honk, I'll drop back down.
Okay, you basically scoot up the wall, like you barely impact on this ladder at all. It's a good thing because as you kind of put your hands on it and you put your feet on it, you notice and feel that the wood is really squishy. This thing is about to give out any minute now. Mm-hmm. You kind of reach the top, hang on the bolt and manage to shift it across. You manage to get your hand on a bit of an inlet and you can just begin to push up at this like heavy iron circular thing above your head. Can I have you make a strength check, please?
Oh.
This thing is heavy. You're also kind of hanging by your fingers. this is difficult.
That's a 4.
You barely move it at all. You get the bolt undone, but you just can't get any purchase to push this thing up.
Hmm.
Roll, do you have any pittons on you?
I can spit on it.
No, let's not do that first. Just pull out a pitten and just give us an anchor point.
Okay. I'll set that up.
Okay. Yeah, you can get the first one in and you can put the rope down. Sultana can help like boost everyone up to where they need to go or use the rope themselves to climb up. Okay, who's going to give it another attempt?
The muscle.
At least not squash.
Lord of doors.
Lord of hatches? Door hatches?
Yeah. Strength check, please.
Do-do-do.
I got a 15. Okay, it's a bit difficult. Like, you managed to, brace yourself by using one of these pythons and using your legs to hold yourself. And you, with just one big shove, push this big iron circular thing up and across. Immediately, the four of you feel this cold air smash down at you. You can also see the snow that is beginning to heavily fall all around you. What you notice is the sound of people. You hear the sound of people running and shouting and screaming. You also hear the sounds of creatures roaring. You hear the crackling of flame.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
That's not what I was expecting.
I'm going to try to jump up.
Yeah, Raul, let us know what you see.
Okay, I'll go peek.
Raul, you dexterous motherfucker.
Raul, play peekaboo. Peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
We're all playing peekaboo.
It's like all the parrots.
Okay. As you make your way up to the surface, you find that you are on a street. There are tall buildings around you, and it's comprised of volcanic rock and glass of different colors. You can see that the buildings around you are very, very well constructed. Some of them reach very high into the sky, 3, maybe 4, some even 5 high, and that just seems to be what this place is. There's nothing smaller than 2 stories. Some of these buildings have glass fronts, and you can see inside that there are various wares and merchants inside them. You can see a bit further along a tall building with many, many windows and what looks like families running and rushing around inside there, as you see some more of these Tinguran, something you've had described to you, just rushing around. Most of them are fleeing away in your direction.
Oh.
What catches your eye off in the distance is that there is a large shimmering portal, one of which you would recognize as a passing portal, a portal from the death of a god. As you also begin to look around, you see what looks like a very, very tall building, much taller than all the rest. And on the top, there is this kind of brass structure with a piece of glass at the very end of it, reaching and looking into the very skies itself. You can see that the sun is beginning to come up now. Like, it's almost dawn. It's almost at that very perfect moment. Everything has taken and shifted your time down in the rune itself. As you look around, people are screaming. You see creatures flying through this passing portal, and you see some of them shooting green flames at something below, and you hear people screaming. What do you want to do?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to call down for everybody to climb up.
Okay.
Ra's clearly nervous.
We climb up, I assume.
All 4 of you see what I have just described.
Boy.
Okay. V, is that Soulfire? Is that Soulfire?
Screen flame.
That sounds like Soulfire, yeah.
It sounds suspiciously like Soulfire, yeah.
Okay, all right. That's really bad. Oh boy. And we
I don't like any of this.
I don't either. We don't have a relic for closing the portal.
We're all going to run and try to find someone that looks important. Somewhere where they seem to be congregating. And
as you mentioned, the idea of trying to chase, like, go after someone who looks like they're important, you see a Tinguran making their way towards you. He's wearing this kind of very... Let me rephrase that. As he's running towards you, you realize that he is just sweating profusely, which just doesn't look right on a fur-covered creature. As he's making his way towards you, you can see he's actually just wearing, like, basically runner's garb. He has been sent wherever he's going at such speed, and he sees the 4 of you come out. You kind of see him skid to a halt in this snow, this slush that is on the ground, and you see him, like, lift his arm up so he can see you better through the snow that's coming down, and he waves at the 4 of you.
Well, can you translate?
Yes, let's go. Raw calls everyone to follow and join them in whatever they're doing. And when we catch up with them, Raw will wave back.
You are the four, yes? And he's speaking very broken common.
Oh.
Sorry, I'll rephrase. He's speaking very fluent common. you would probably recognize this as effect of a spell.
Okay. Were we expected, I guess, then?
He nods. We've been expecting you for days now, but the storm. Come, I'll give you shelter. Come. Let's get you out of this.
Shouldn't we deal with that?
They're on it. Don't worry. We have to skirt around it, but it's the safe place we have for you. We have everything prepared. It's just, we didn't expect this passing portal and we didn't expect the creatures at the same time, but that makes kind of sense. It's hell coming all at once as you've been heralded. So great. Cool. Let's go. And you see him turn and he just bolts it down the street. He heads in the direction of the portal.
Okay.
Are the four of you following?
Can I get an aura read first? Is this a trap? Are we being set up?
Maybe.
It's the Daijin pretending to be a seal person.
Okay, you joke, but Daijin's honestly,
in a bubble.
Never mind, that's a 12 insight.
You don't get any real read on him. Like, he's just gone too quickly for you to be able to focus your mind after you realize, wait, am I in a trap? And he's gone.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess we're following. Guys, this might be a trap. I'm not entirely sure, but let's find out.
Yeah. Ra's trying to keep calm. She's trying to breathe.
Ra, keep calm, jog on. Let's go.
I don't know how to breathe.
No, it's
stop
okay,
thinking
Ra.
About it. When you think about it, it becomes weird.
As the four of you plus Tio plus Electo are kind of like running and following this guy who came to meet you, he takes a wide path around the passing portal and you can see it just as the sun basically crests. You see the first rays of dawn hitting the portal. I'll just give it to you to be able to see it. He runs around this large opening that has been created around this portal. You can see buildings have been quickly knocked down. You can see there are a lot of Tinguns around holding bows and arrows. You can see them holding swords and they're in it. They are fighting the thing. And you're very well aware that you can see one person with their arms inside the portal and you can see someone on the other side. You can see creatures from the stalking that are just making their way through this portal.
Oh.
You see fire erupting everywhere as these large kind of dark, bluish, greyish creatures reach down and grab and swipe at some of the Tinguruns on the ground. You see this smallest creature, maybe slightly bigger than Squash, rear its head back and spurt green fire at the two people in front of it. You see them scream and run, and you see three other Tinguruns jump on them, and the flame spreads to all of them. And then they breathe, and you see that they are still living. The runner takes you around. He keeps you running. He takes you to the tallest building here, the one with the strange metal contraption and the glass on the top. And he takes you inside and quickly gestures you in. Please come.
How are they surviving soul fire?
Just get in here. They're still going to be here when that... And as he points, you can see the portal shook and close. You see two people being pushed or kind of jumping through that area. They too haven't been stuck on the other side of the portal.
All right, let's just go for now. I don't. Okay.
He slams the door shut behind you, and the wind and that sound, they just die down instantly. You see, he pushes like a really big bolt across the door, and he runs across and grabs like kind of like a desk, and he looks at Zoltana and is like, come, we gotta bar this door. We can't have anything coming in here in case some of those creatures are not killed by everyone else. I'm not the fighter. They're the fighter. I'm just here to guide you. It's help.
You got
and
it.
He just tries to drag this thing.
I am going to grab that desk. Table? Desk?
Yeah, desk table, yeah.
I'm going to grab that desk, table, whatever, and I'm going to drag it up against the door with him.
Okay. Yeah, like he encourages you to put as much as you can against this. You find yourself, once all this like barricading is done, and he's kind of like leaning over, like breathing very heavily, like way before he even finishes building this barricade. This guy's, he's a runner, he's not very strong. This is like taking the energy out of him. You find yourself in a very big square room. There is a staircase that goes up on one side, and you know, there's a ceiling above you. You can see this room would have had a bunch of desks and a bunch of chairs in there. You can see there are some a couple of bookcases around the edge. You can see windows that are looking out that have also been like barred and like barricaded. Clearly did that before you turned up. All that stuff would be here, but most of it's the barricade against the door right now. This is where you find yourself.
Ra's eyes are wide and he's kind of just standing very still and shocked. And
okay. A few questions, if you don't mind.
Let me just. You're the four in the. Sure, go ahead. He looks like he's too exhausted to really.
Okay.
Form a sentence.
Where are we?
You're at World's End. We're in another world. Variations of that, whatever you call it in your language.
Okay. Your name is.
Something from the Patreon list.
Okay, good to know that World's Rend is a New Age New York City. Cool.
I don't approve of this. This feels like they're mocking our efforts. Ah, like we turn off Soulfire. Ah, we close portals. Whatevs.
Whatever.
We would have done it yesterday, but we were waiting on you guys.
Maybe they're immune to Soulfire. Soulfire immunity.
You just have to ask, I guess. A Penemon. It's my name. It's a Penemon.
A P.
Thank you, Bless White Tiger. A P E N I M O N. A Penemon.
Got it. Digimon.
My friends just call me Pen, though. That's fine.
Pen. Okay. How did you know we were coming?
Why do you keep calling us the four?
Because they look four at you us, right?
And they. Yeah. They point at Sultana. Exactly. It's, yeah.
That's easy.
Stars told us you were coming. We've been waiting a while.
The stars told you. Okay. I've heard crazier things, so I'll take you at your word for that.
We weren't told much.
We were told a lot about you. There's been a lot of speculation about you all.
I mean,
we only realized, well, your fates are written in the stars. You're all up there. We were just waiting for you to arrive. I mean, there were definitely three. There were arguments about whether there would be four of you. And, well, I guess my mentor won and I lost that bet. Great. And he kind of looks at, like, the four, even just shrugs his shoulders. So, yeah, I mean, we've just been waiting for you to arrive. And then this thing came up and I nearly missed the moment you were supposed to be here. I mean, give or take a day or two. So... I just kept trying every day for the last week, and you are going to give up if you weren't there today.
We kind of got hindered by the storm, yes.
Yeah, that's why I started early and then was going to keep going for a bit. So I don't know your names. We have, like, vague words for the four of you. I can't believe I'm speaking to you. We have vague words for the four of you, but we don't know your names.
Can I get a read on this guy?
Yeah, sure.
Like,
what are you trying to figure out?
He's throwing a lot of things at us. Like, is he kind of fudging the truth here? Like, what is this? Are we being set up for something? Are we about to get sold a timeshare? Is what I'm asking.
I was literally going to make that fucking joke, you motherfucker.
This feels like a setup for a timeshare. You've been foretold. We knew you were coming. We're so glad that you're here. We wanted to offer you this wonderful deal on some frozen hellscape.
Listen, the real estate business so there's some frozen hard houses here.
But we have to tell you, this place is going fast. We have a lot of other people interested.
If you invest now, you can rent your time out later. You'll make your money back immediately.
Exactly. Like, this is just a win-win for everyone.
It's not a pyramid scheme. It's a reverse funnel.
21. Is this a pyramid scheme?
It's not a pyramid scheme. This guy does seem a little bit...
starstruck?
Pardon
basically. The pun?
Pardon the pun. Yeah, he does seem a little starstruck. He seems genuinely honored to meet you, and you can tell that... You know when you meet someone that you've admired for a while and you have that little like fanboy, fangirl, fan person inside you and you're like, keep it down.
Uh-huh.
He has that feel to them.
That was me when I met Travis at Podtail.
That's me when I met Casey Whalen, and I never got over that.
It was the funniest fucking thing.
Shut up.
Let me say CVS quiet.
Okay.
Before we tell you our names, what do you mean we were foretold? Foretold for what? Why are you waiting for us?
To be here.
Why?
Oh, sorry. So you were foretold, excuse the pun, to come here because we have to give you your point you in the right direction of where you need to go and what things you need to expect and help prepare you for what's coming.
Okay, so I need to clarify here. Do you know what it is that we're supposed to do so that if I say what we're supposed to do, you're not going to bleed out of your nose?
But it was a math test.
So I can take you to the place.
Which one? There's four of them.
What do you know about... Well, I'm taking you to one place. And he does that thing where he can like leans back a little bit and like points
we're
at being like...
the place.
What do you know about... this place and Tinguran and the Rend of the World. I mean, we kept ourselves fairly secret, but we thought people would find out about us by looking at things and whatnot. So,
the most that we've learned is that it was thanks to you all that the giant underground rune that makes it so we can't teleport is there in the first place.
Yeah, that's like incredibly like special to us, and it means that, you know, people who aren't supposed to have access to the knowledge that we do don't have access to it too early, because the last time we did that, there was a whole incident with Soulfire, and now that's out in the world, and there's a whole incident with like a Dracolich, and that's, well, thankfully not in the world anymore. So we kind of kept that knowledge contained, and that's just what we look after, the knowledge of the world.
Okay.
That's what we do. So you said so many things there
I didn't want to hear. All right.
My bad?
No.
Sorry.
Things are lining up. Your puzzle pieces are fitting into place now.
Tell me about it. All of the stars, everything above us is just creating this beautiful pattern. Like it's been moving and dancing into this one set piece. And we're so excited to see what it looks like. I have ideas. Everyone has theories. And some of them got shot down. And some of them are clearly coming true. And oh my gosh.
All right. Well, you've answered all the
huge
questions.
Fan.
So I'm Squash.
Pen, nice to meet you. And he kind of leans forward and leans down a little bit to offer you a hand.
Squash timidly shakes his hand.
Okay.
How tall are these people?
They're about six and a half feet.
Oh, okay.
That's tall.
Yeah, they've grown.
Cool. Hi, I'm Laffian Dathridir. Pleasure.
Dathridir. Right, yeah, nice to meet you. And you two?
Zoltana. Thunderheart.
Thunderheart. Are you the Thunderheart? Well, one of the Thunderhearts, I guess. One of them became a goddess recently.
That's my wife. I'm also kind of a goddess. I'm in training.
Are you the angry one or the forgiving one?
I'll give you two guesses on that one.
Because we can see them in the stars, and I knew we'd be expecting maybe one of you. You're pretty close to what we were expecting, so I just wanted to know.
I'm the angry one. I hope that's okay.
Great. I'm just excited and happy, like whichever one of you would arrived. Wow. Honored. And they put their hand out to shake Sultana's hand. And you.
I'm Ral.
You are Ral.
Ral Waves.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
they
you.
They put their hand out. How about we go upstairs? There's probably chairs. You probably have a bunch of questions. Upstairs, we have beds as well where you can rest and settle down. I know it's first thing in the morning. How did you stay awake all night? Did you come like here without a single piece of rest? Or
so
basilisk.
A big one.
I heard rumors they were down there. I heard rumors.
Yeah, really big one.
Oof.
Along with a lot of your people.
Cool.
They were petrified. If you know how to fix that, you might want to go down and...
Yeah, we can... Well, once we dealt with you, once we dealt with the creatures from the stalking that are still... And you hear like, ah! As it kind of flies past the window, you see some of these creatures still out there. And you see like you see Penn just push themselves against the wall a little bit as they're making their way up the stairs. They're trying to stay away from the window. Not that it's really going to do anything. And they say, yeah... We send groups of people out every now and then. It's a great honor to check the rune and the status and how, you know, the different sea cities are faring and how far out the ice has traveled and come back and gone back out again. And yeah, it's interesting, very interesting. We didn't think this world would do that, but you know, the more you know.
This world.
That you see them like gesture at the second floor, which you've made your way up to. And there are like 5 beds set up, and you can see that there are some tables and chairs, and you can see that there is some food on the table, which hasn't been unwrapped yet. Clearly they weren't ready for visitors. you can put your stuff down. If you've been up all night, you probably want to rest. And maybe after I can walk you around the city if they come and let me out. I don't want to go out there like that. That's kind of scary out there.
We've been going for a while, but
squeeze past the window.
Should we not be out there helping them?
No. It's my job to keep you safe. This place is as safe as I can make it. So we need you to not. We didn't expect that, and they gesture in the direction of where the portal was. We didn't expect that, so
But you know,
I just
what
want to
that
keep
is.
You safe. Yeah, it's a passing portal. It's made when gods die. It's okay. It's closed. We did it. We got the thing.
Did we miss the blood rain?
It's fine.
When did this thing open?
A few weeks ago. The last god that died. This one. And they kind of like gesture in the direction.
So you've had this portal here for like a week?
It's been here for a little while. Yep. For a little bit. We've been doing our best to control what comes through, but I think they realized that we had what we needed to close it and they just doubled their efforts. Thank you, stalking.
Oh. Okay.
That one went to the stalking.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, so far as we can tell, another one went to Bellum, another one went to Cicero, and we think the other one went to Cicero.
Yeah, we've had to deal with a few as well. Yep.
Yes, I know. We could see it written that the first one was like taken down by 3 brave souls and a bunch of friends of theirs.
Yep.
And then we saw a second one where there were 4 brave souls, or maybe 5, perhaps 6. We're not really sure. There was a big group of people and one of them got lost. And we were very concerned that might be one of you all, which is why we didn't know if there were 4 or 3 or 5 of you coming. We were a little concerned about that. Well, there were 4 of you. So did they used to be... Oh, that may be insensitive. Sorry. Were there 5 of you?
There's a lot of us in a sense. That's a very long story that we... It's late? Early?
It's very early.
It's very late for us.
Unless you're night folks, like... And some of us are pretty nocturnal, so...
Me Laffian, maybe not so much.
You can rest if you want. Nothing should be able to get in here, and if it does, I have the ability to scream and get help. And you see them smile. They're trying to be positive.
Also probably help.
Rol, can't you just send
you
them back
help.
Or something? I don't know.
So,
just tell them to go home.
To the stalking plane?
Yeah, just slap them and send them back or something. I don't know.
Well, that's not quite so easy here. We can't gets to the other side without, you know, we could die and then we'll go to the stalking, then go to Cicero or Bellum, and that's our choice. Or we can stay in the stalking. That is also a choice. But for the most part, you can't just like shove them back.
Yeah, because of that annoying rune.
I think that if my spectre were not able to keep them in the stalking, I'm not going to have much better luck trying to convince them to go back myself.
I mean, you might. Mikhail likes you.
I don't think those are miracles things, though.
I don't. Is that how that works? I'm too tired for this. Let's just rest.
Because why would Spectre not be able to keep them? If Spectre can't do it, I don't think I can do it.
I don't know. I mean, your Spectre also got kidnapped by that spider thing, and that was a whole...
okay.
Yeah, Squash, were you here for that? I don't think you were here for that, Squash, were you?
Nope.
Did we never tell you about that? That was a whole thing.
I feel like it may have slipped through the cracks of stories.
Yeah. We met a dwarf that had a voice very close to yours.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Food.
Like, right now. Like, we have food. We have so much food. We've been rushing around for the last few weeks. I've been preparing for your arrival. And I tried to get as varied and as fine a thing as we could get. We even went out hunting. We're not really massive meat eaters unless we absolutely have to and we're running out of choices, you know, like survival. Like, we have to stay alive so we can keep the knowledge safe. Mostly we just eat like fruit and vegetables and cheeses and stuff and eggs. But we went and got some meat just in case any of you are meat eaters. And and he reaches over, he like takes the cloth off of the table and you can see that there are kind of like array of things that you could eat. There's plenty of it.
Squash was like very focused on him and like had like a couple of questions. And then, like, the food gets revealed and, like, his will breaks a little bit and he's just like, okay. Eat a little bit.
Is that egg tarts?
Is that custard? Is that ambrosia?
Okay. We can take it easy. We'll go tomorrow to the place. But you keep saying you're the guardians of the knowledge or you need to keep the knowledge alive.
What do you mean?
Yes. So, I guess you don't really know anything at all about us, huh?
No.
Like, so the people 5,000-ish years ago used to know a lot about us. I guess that's just gotten lost over time. I mean, these things happen. So he sits down and, like, begins to, like, pull himself some, like, berries and such, like, and he says, so the Tengurans were one of the first people created when the makers recreated this world. And we were set the task of guarding the Rend. The Rend allows you to see into everything, basically, and that has so much knowledge contained within it. I mean, we've all looked at it at some point in our lives and we've all gained new pieces of information or remembered pieces of information that had gotten forgotten. So we protect that. And we build on it and we learn new things from our new learnings. And, well, there aren't a lot of us anymore, but there are, you know, enough. We try and maintain the knowledge that we have. And we have learned how to read the stars and read Clem Dale's work, which is written in the stars. And we protect that from people who aren't ready to know it yet. And unfortunately, when we let some of this information go to, you know, some of the others, like the dragons, it kind of took that in a bad place and it almost ended the world. So we kind of protect what we can and other information we send out when we think we're able to. We haven't done that recently, though, because everyone's been very angry at each other, so far as we can tell. There's been a lot of machinations going on. And with the arrival of the Blissful Eclipse, we did not want any information out there that could harm Bikron. So we closed ourselves off best that we could. And then Kesa kind of wrote in the stars that we are to expect you fairly soon. So, that's kind of what we are.
So you know about the Blissful Eclipse?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And you told nobody? Not the Queen of the Dwarves or the Queen of the Elves?
No, the Queen of the Elves is being controlled. No way we're telling her.
Well,
if we tell the Queen of the Dwarves, then they tell the Queen of the Elves, which would tip the hand to the Blissful Eclipse that we are here. And we don't want to tip our hand to the Blissful Eclipse that we're here. Because even though we've protected ourselves, we're pretty sure that their avatars, their cults could get here and take the knowledge.
Well, right now he's in a bubble, so hopefully that won't, well, hoping he's...
He's in a bubble.
Still hoping he's in a bubble.
A bubble.
We put him in
a bubble.
We put him in a web of creation.
Yes, one of those.
Right, that's a little bit stronger than a bubble.
Looks like a bubble.
It's less of a mouthful than saying web of creation every single time we have to.
Yeah.
So, how are you surviving Soulfire? Did you earlier say that you are responsible for Soulfire?
Are you going to teach us Soulfire?
The knowledge.
Is that what you're teaching us?
Oh, there's so many questions. we aren't responsible for Soulfire. The knowledge of Soulfire exists in the world. And because that information got out, now creatures can do it.
Oops.
People learned how to do it. And to be fair, it is kind of a natural progression of some types of magic. Like, for example, people who are well-versed with fire, people are well-versed with psychic damage. Like,
what?
Or those people very well-versed in, like, spiritual magic as well. Like, that can also be a thing because souls are a powerful source and that's where you get, like, your faith and stuff from. And that's bigger picture things. So the knowledge we had here, when we freely shared it, people learned about Soulfire and that's kind of how the Draco Lich came about and we decided we weren't going to do that anymore. So we just kept that contained. Nobody tries to learn that, but of course sometimes it just happens. It's knowledge. It's out in the world. We protect what we can, except that we can't do everything. Surviving Soulfire. Now that is a little trickier. There's a whole thing about that. Are you talking about the people out there who jumped on the other person to save them?
Yeah, I saw somebody like put out Soulfire. Well, they caught Soulfire first, but then they put it out.
Yeah, that's right. So with Soulfire, you can kind of put it out, sort of. But it's really risky. And the reason that so many people jump on it is because we need so many more chances. It's the best we can tell. It's 50-50. Sometimes it works and sometimes it just doesn't and two people die.
So every additional person involved makes it a better chance?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. You need to have like a really strong bond with them. And like... The people that you saw jumped on there, they're all partners. So, like, they're very close to each other.
Okay.
You know.
You said psionics can do Soulfire? That's not something
yes.
I was ever...
Yes. It's a thing. Well, we suspect it's a thing. We've had psychics in our past who could do it, and then we immediately, like, hey, can you ease off on not doing that? And they're like, okay, that's cool. It's... definitely a possibility.
I'm sorry, hold on a second.
I'm just slowly looking at balance, like...
go back to the...
You're the psychic one, right? You're the one that does... That means you must be the... Unless...
Yes, I'm
you two are.
Psionic in nature as well, yes. I'm sorry, you said there were others?
Yeah, there are... Well, not now. We don't have many psychics anymore. We kind of just try and live our lives, like...
Laughing looks kind of disappointed at that. He's, like...
Very, very difficult to... hone your magical combat skills or any other of those kind of skills without practicing them. And we're kind of safe where we are and we just like to learn and knowledge stuff. So most of us are wizards or mages or, you know, that kind of thing.
But you have... Okay.
I'm not. I'm just a scholar. I
you had psionics. That's...
We did. Well, there are some that come through occasionally, just not a lot. Like...
Okay. All
just right. An evolution of the... sentient mind to be able to have control so much over your surroundings and just use your mind to move things. It's just an extension of who you are, and that's inevitable, I guess, evolution of powers and things. So,
Laughing's not saying it. He looks so deep in thought right now.
Squirrel's just slightly concerned because you've been setting fire to shit with your mind. It's like,
It's. If you're worried, it's not something that all psychics can do. It takes a lot of practice and it's a very dark path. All Soulfire is, you have to go through some stuff. You have to be a kind of person. I don't know, are you a murderer? And they kind of like lift their shoulders and lift their hands a little bit and lean back. Like, is that, can you do that? Can you just coldly kill someone? I mean, if you are cool, cool, that's great. And you see him slide back
okay,
in his chair.
No, hold on. No, hold on. Listen, that was one time, okay? And that was because I was very, very upset at the things that they said. They were slavers. I still insist that they deserved it.
But, like, not everyone who's crushed you, you want to coldly kill.
Those slavers hadn't even crushed us. They just crossed.
It's a point of contention between us, but... the only things we've killed besides that were just monsters, celestials,
and
fiends.
Blissful Eclipse.
What?
Things from the Blissful Eclipse, like agents of theirs.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to save the world. Point being.
Well, that's good. That's kind of like the
we tried to not kill the basilisk. We're not bad people.
That's the thing. If you're not at your core a bad person, then you probably can't cast it. I mean, you can cast it and then become a good person. Like, you can do that, but you'll still be able
to... There,
the knowledge of getting it is just rough.
Is there a polar opposite of soulfire? Like, is there, like, a divine waters type thing? I don't... Like, I'm genuinely...
I guess in the grand scheme of things, there might be. I mean, we haven't experienced it, but that requires being, like, a really good and pure person. That's, it's not a lot of people. We've all done shit we're not proud of.
Squash is looking at his feet.
Why do you ask about the soulfire? I don't see that in... Well, we see a lot of things in the stars. I don't see anything wrapped
you
up with...
You said you were going
that,
to though. Show us things, and you said that the people found out soulfire from you, so I thought we were supposed to learn.
Oh, no. I'm going to take the four of you to the Rend, and then you're going to see where your tasks are, and then if you let me know where that is, I can help you prepare for some of them, because we have some tasks that we think we know what they are, but we can't be 100% sure because we don't know who is doing what task. We just know that these things are happening, and we don't know why you're doing them. We're just told not to look into that. And like one person did, and he had like the biggest nosebleed, and he just couldn't move for days. So he was like, "Yeah, I'm not telling you anything because if I give this information over to you, you could also be in the same state as me, or alternatively, not. And either way, you shouldn't know because then the Blissful Eclipse, if they did, however, find a way here, they could get that out of us. So we decided not to do that."
Okay. I'm going to finish snacking and then rest, and then we'll deal with all of that in the afternoon.
I could take you to the Rend as the sun is setting, and it is beautiful.
That sounds lovely.
Sure. You said there's some bookshelves, right?
Yeah, downstairs.
Okay, so after the 4 hours of meditation, he's going to do some light reading.
As you go downstairs, Pen just kind of like follows you and is excitedly looking at what you're trying to look at. What are you looking for? Can I help?
Honestly, I'm not looking for much of anything. I'm just a fellow knowledge seeker, much like yourselves, and always curious to see what else there is out there.
Well, there is a lot in here, in this particular room, and they kind of like have their back to all the shelves and all the books. And mostly just treaties and ideas and interpretations of the stars. Some of them are very old, some of them are very new, some of them are correct, some of them are not. Some of the prophecies we think have come true, but we don't tend to travel outside. We only did that fairly recently to get the relic to close the portal. So we only did that fairly recently. We don't go out much other than that.
I did actually find, during our travels, a treaty that my people had with yours. I would
yeah,
be very...
Yeah, we closed that down.
I'd be very interested to reopen that when all of this is done.
To be honest, you would have to ask the head, but I think they might say no.
Why do you say that?
There are other apocalypses, other ends of the world, and other things that could be coming.
Then
we put the knowledge out a little bit at a time.
Should we not
so
work together against
it
then?
Yes, but this is thousands of years beyond your time.
I see.
There is some knowledge that is safer not to be out in the world just yet. You came here at the right time to get the information. But if all of this had been out in the world, then the Blissful Eclipse could have gotten it and they could have killed all four of you before, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, mostly you've been under the radar and nobody really knew. If they knew, they probably would have killed you on sight and that would have been bad.
That's fair. I mean, Blissful Eclipse almost did kill us, but yeah, we're fine.
But he's in a bubble.
Yes. Hopefully for now, he's...
Tell me about him. If you've met this avatar or one of the avatars or one of the cult members, tell me about them. Who are they? What are they?
His name is Dachin. He's a royal asshole.
Royal. So did he infiltrate one of the...
many of them.
Royal families or the elven family or the human? I can't tell if they're like kings or queens. I know that they're...
Okay,
royal.
So...
That's all I know, really.
Let's skip the books then. I've still got 4 hours before the others are probably awake. why don't I give you the abbreviated version?
Yes. Sit down and tell me everything.
Not everything. And there are some things I'm keeping private.
Well, yeah, I don't want to know about the other... I'll show you when it comes tonight. The stars. I'm going to show you the stars, the constellations that you're... If you're interested. I mean...
Always.
I have a feeling you're probably not as into it as I am. I mean, I read a lot up there, but if you're not into it, that's...
If you teach me how to read the stars, I would be delighted.
You see them smile. Okay. They sit down for the abbreviated version of TLDR 101 to 158,
I guess. I give them
the TLDR. The TLDR, thank you. Yes, we finally got it in. Okay. Then that is Laffian's rest period. Sultana, are you sleeping? Are you resting? Are you praying? Tay day is technically date day. Today is technically the day in which Odette should come.
Odette can come to the Rend with us.
Have a date.
Yeah, I was about to say, Odette should come to the Rend.
Sunset date.
Go, yeah, a little cute little sunset date. Hold hands okay. At World's Rend.
Stop making okay. The apocalypse cute.
Never. Never. this world will go down in cuteness, nothing else. Okay, yeah. Are you reaching out to your followers again before you get some rest? Are you praying to anything? Like, okay.
I'm going to check and see if I got any messages, you know?
Voicemails.
Gonna dial into my voicemail box, see what's going on back home.
Okay. In that case, can I get you to make a religion check, please?
You absolutely can. I got a 21.
Damn.
You hear a familiar voice. Your first paladin is reaching out to you. He's also reaching out to Odette. He's praying to the pair of you. That's He may be your first paladin, but he is also Odette's first paladin. And he's reaching out and you can hear him very clearly on your 21. And he says, Sultana, give me the strength to fight this effing demon when it comes out. I just can't believe what it did. I just gotta end it. And Odette... Just forgive me for what I'm doing, all right? And that's it.
Okay. Well, do I feel like this has anything to do with the Demi situation?
The thing inhabiting or sharing space with Demi is a god, not a demon.
Well, but I thought, you know, listen, I don't know if he's calling it a demon out of anger.
In that case, I'll go to you. No, he's not talking about Grimsh.
Okay.
In that moment, he's not talking about Grimsh.
Because, like,
my gut feeling was an inner demon.
No, I think it's a literal demon.
All right.
It sounds like it's a literal demon.
Okay.
A literal demon.
He's
talking about something very literal.
I just
Damas isn't on a deep path of self-reflection. He doesn't do that kind of shit. No, Damas is on a very specific, legitimate path. He's asking for help for a very specific demon, but you don't know what he's asking for forgiveness for.
Okay, well, I just want to point out that I don't feel like I have I can do anything against Grimsh. So I'm glad it's a real demon and not just him being angry about Grimsh.
Oh, you can definitely tell there's anger there, but it's he's holding that one back.
Okay. What can I send him?
Banishment?
I could send him banishment, but it sounds like he wants to kill this demon.
His new favorite.
Give him Blight. Blight's a good one, then.
Yeah, Blight's a good one.
I was thinking either Blight or Crusader's Mantle, but I don't know if he's fighting with other people.
You didn't, like, his prayer wouldn't have really solved that. Does he have companion issues or not? Sorry.
Surely she'd get a vague feeling for it if he was.
Ooh, I got it. I'm going to send him one use of Guardian of Faith.
God damn.
And I'm sending him, and when he uses it, Electo is going to appear for him.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, if it's not Electo, I'm going to be so unhappy. Okay, perfect. He receives a use of Guardian of Faith. Perfect. That is beautiful. Okay.
And now
you get 8 hours of rest. Yeah, you can long rest. Raoul, are you doing anything magically a pain in my ass? You technically are reset on your stalking appearance. That has been about the same amount of time as it has been for Odette to turn up. Luckily, you guys are on exactly the same time scale right now, so.
Until I get a reason to go to the stalking and ask about something specific, I had asked about Demi, but I think they were going to get in touch with me when that was ready. Do I have to go back
there?
They didn't. Oh, shit. I have to go back there.
They didn't say if they were going to get hold of you or anything, so.
All right, I'll go check up.
You were going to be a cheeky motherfucker and find out when the world is going to end.
Yes, I'll try that.
Freaks.
And then I'll do some arts and crafts.
Okay, can I get you to make a wisdom check, please? If this fails, I won't take away your use of trying to get to the stalking. You can try again when it's safer.
Okay. 28.
Fuck. pushing through to the stalking feels like you're moving through fudge. It's sticky, it's slow, it's very uncomfortable. You haven't ever had to concentrate so freaking hard, even when you were first learning how to do this, but you do manage to push your way through to the stalking, albeit temporarily. The place looks exactly like it does, the place that you're in, just a sepia-toned version. As you kind of like look around, you can look out the window, you can see that there are specters on the ground and they are helping people and they're talking with them and beginning to move them to different places. Some people have clearly fallen on the battlefield. As you look around this building, you see your specter companion. And you also see your friend's specter companions. You see a rather posh looking librarian equivalent. You also see the very punk rocker specter that is next to Zoltana. You also see that there is a second specter next to Zoltana. They are the one of, like, you've seen demi specters. One of them is here with Zoltana's punk rocker specter. And everyone except the rather prim and proper specter looks down in the dumps like they've been told off by the headmistress.
Oh. Raw waves.
Everyone kind of waves back and then quickly looks down and stops waving back. Except the except Alice's specter, Laffy's specter.
Things are busy here, huh?
Yes, they are, Raul.
Your specter takes a few steps forward. You see that the specter next to Laffian just kind of sits down in an unoccupied chair at the bottom of where Laffian's bed would be. And your specter just like walks over to you and the other two wave.
Yes, you are very close to dangerous places, so we are here. How are you doing, Raul?
You know,
Okay, I guess. How are things here? Can I help somehow?
We got into a little bit of trouble. And they've moved all of your hourglasses and all of the Seven's hourglasses and all of their family's hourglasses. They're now on Mikkel's wrist.
Raul, you keep getting people in trouble.
Hasn't gotten me in trouble yet. I don't look forward to it.
Yet.
Yet.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's anyone's fault, it's mine. So, just tell a miracle.
We just had our terms of service extended by just a couple of years. Some of us are now a little bit more in charge of future specters, so a little bit longer than some of us had signed on for, but that's fine.
And you see them, like, if they had a bottom lip, they'd be biting it. You see that they're very nervous about trying to say something, and they keep making you walk a bit further away from everyone else.
How long have they had it?
Just 30 years. Nothing massive.
I'll take that. Tell a miracle, I'll do that. That's fine.
No. We knew the stakes. The four of us knew the stakes. It's totally fine, Raul.
Okay.
We did see something, though.
Should I know or should I not know?
Well, we... two of us, at least, think that you might be able to work with this information.
And you can see that they're kind of very tensely walking you down the steps now, and you can see that the spectre that's sitting at the end of Laffian's bed is, like, looking over intently, and you can see them, like, slowly getting up as they realize what the fuck is happening.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get an exact date, but some of us feel like you should know and work with it. I have to do some quick math, hang on. It's somewhere between 48-ish days, 48 to 68 days. That's all we've got. Okay, just go.
And he pushes you, and you feel yourself being pushed into the physical plane.
Okay. Raul will find Squash.
Okay. I'm imagining Squash is actually kind of like sleeping disturbed. Like, he's clearly not, like, quiet.
He'll, like, give you a, like, shake on the shoulder.
Yeah, is it time?
Hey, Squash.
Oh, hey, Raul. Squash kind of sits up and, like, wipes the sleep out of his eyes.
Sorry.
Are we going to the World's Rent?
No, sorry to wake you.
No problem.
I just thought you might want to know how much time we have left.
Yeah. Did you talk to the specters again?
I don't think I'll be able to check on any more things, but we have somewhere between 48 and 68 days.
That's less than I was hoping for, but more than I was afraid of, so that's good, I guess. 48 days, 68 days.
Sometime.
Are the specters okay?
They're okay. Miracle just has all the hourglasses now, so I can't see them.
Miracle has your four, plus your four family, like your close family members, plus the seven and their family members. So everyone important they have now.
If we meet a stranger, I might be able to check.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Neil. This is what you get for figuring out when the end of the world is.
Okay. I guess that means no more time wasting. I think I have to talk to Pen. That's his name, right? Yeah, I think I have to talk to him a little bit more. Thank you.
Conveniently, at this point, everybody is waking up and walking back upstairs.
Ooh.
So yeah, like Sultana, as you're like waking up, you can hear the conversation that's just happened between the two of them. Like, this is fine.
Now we
Thank
know.
Thank you, Ralph.
So
sorry.
It's okay. Not a problem. Let me know if you need anything else. And Rob will get up.
Okay. Well, if everyone is awake and ready, then I want to take you to the friend and I want to know what you're going to see.
Before we go, I have
one. You need to get dressed. Right. I'm sorry. I'm pushing too quickly. I'll give you a moment. And then you see them begin to back up down the stairs.
It's not. No.
What?
With the Soulfire thing. Sorry, I should have asked you last night, but things moved very
fast.
This morning.
Yeah.
Is the only way to put out a soul fire is to throw other souls on it?
So a soul can withstand sulfur. It's just very rare. You have to have a lot of personality, a lot of will. It hurts. You just have to be able to overcome that, and it's a lot. And the strongest people I know, just they burn up. And the people I thought were the weakest managed to survive it on their own, but that is so rare. But otherwise, yeah. Even with more people, it's maybe 50-50.
What happens to the other people? Are they just rolling the dice too, or are they bound to the same fate as the original one?
We don't know. Sorry. We don't investigate Soulfire. There's only one way to do that, and we don't do that. Tiny burning fragments that get left in the ether, and we don't know whether they're conscious or not. We don't mess around with that.
Okay, I'm sorry for asking.
No, don't be sorry. It's good to know. I can maybe look into it and ask if it's important to you.
It is important.
Why is it important to you?
Because one of our friends is going to sacrifice themselves using Soulfire. And I was hoping there was a way to save them.
I will look into it.
Thank you.
I have an idea, a theory. I mean, it's not one that anyone wants to think about because the consequences of it messing up are pretty big. I will look into it.
Thank you.
We may not have an answer for you right away, though.
We've got...
Maybe not before you leave.
We've got 40-some-odd days. Don't worry.
I'm sorry, what?
Raul has been checking in on the specters for me. We were trying to understand or know how long we had until we couldn't save Demi anymore. And if the specters are to be believed, we have somewhere between 48 and 68 days until the hourglasses become unreadable.
That is getting transmitted straight over to Marnik. quick text message. Hey, BT Dubs.
I synced our calendar.
Okay. Okay. Well, should we go to the rent? If you're ready.
Let's.
I'll let you guys. I'm sorry. I keep trying to rush. I'm going to let you get dressed. I'm going to unbarricade the door.
Second breakfast.
Best I can. And then we can go.
Need to stop. But
we don't have to do it at sunset. It's really pretty out there. Mm. And I want to show you my world.
Hey, everyone. It's Kythea here. I just want to do a big shout out and thank you for listening to the episode and making sure that Laffin and the others are staying safe up there in Geata. A big thank you to Bless White Tiger for giving them a Penamon. They're really good and they seem to be looking after them, even if they're a little bit more starstruck, I guess. Just thank you for that, Penamon. Thank you, Bless White Tiger. So currently I'm over here in Kino with Rowena and I'm teaching her Kino Common. And I have to say, there are these two people, patrons, Andrea and Nico Forget. Thank you so much. You're helping that progress a lot. Rowena is coming on really well. And because of the services that we're using to teach her, I mean, partly me, partly some friends of mine, but I'm definitely going to recommend them. I'm going to leave them some reviews because reviews really help other people to know how good their service is or to see how good, you know, the product or their show. So I'm definitely going to leave reviews for them. And I would highly recommend that you leave reviews for people that you think deserve them and other people should know about them. It really helps people with discoverability. I think now we're probably going to hear a little snippet from the Dungeons and Randomness podcast. So while all of us are waiting for news on what's going on in Geata with the others, maybe you want to head over there and soothe your nerves with another bit of distraction from them. All right, folks, you stay safe over the next couple of weeks and hopefully I'll get back to Discora and to Laffian really soon. Bye, guys.
Are you a fan of massive, sprawling adventures that feature a talented cast of voice actors? Then you should check out Dungeons and Randomness. We spent 9 years exploring our homebrew world of Theria, and several groups have set out at once to change the lives of themselves and everyone around them. Daring escapes, tales of loss, and bringing hope back to people who need it the most. And if you're a comic fan, you could check out our Kickstarter and back The White Ravens. It's an 80-page comic featuring a group of freedom fighters trying to topple an oppressive regime. The first 6 pages are on the Kickstarter right now for free. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you in Theria.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.